Do you know where your wine comes from? What about your beer or liquor? These industries bring in billions of dollars in revenue each year and are almost exclusively white-dominated industries. Today, we talk with two entrepreneurs who have broken through, Jackie Summers and Shay Frechette, both of whom represent the 1% of Black wine and liquor makers. Shay is part owner of Frechette Winery in Washington State's Red Mountain, and Jackie is the creator of Sorrel Liquor. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Tanya. I'm happy to be here.
Good to see you both.
Jackie, I want to start with you. So I've read that you said everyone in the Caribbean has their own version of a drink called Sorrel. But back in 2011, you became the first Black person in the United States to hold a license to make it. It was a health scare that made you take this step. Can you tell us more?
I will keep the story as brief as possible. In 2010, I had a cancer scare. My doctor found the tumor the size of a golf ball inside my spine. And he said, you have a 95% chance of death and the 50% chance of partial paralysis if you live. The short version is I lived, but it will absolutely make you reconsider what you want to do with your life. And Tana, the thing I wanted to do with my life was day drink. I want to be around cool people, talking about things that matter, having good food and conversation and good alcohol, and I wanted to monetize it. It's colloquially called Sorrel. Every Caribbean family makes their own version. Everyone thinks theirs is the best. I thought mine was the best. What I did not know and what I could not have known at the time was when I got my license to make liquor, I was the only Black person in America at the time to hold that license.
And I want to get to some of those systemic problems at play that make it so hard for people of color to get into this industry. But Shay, let's talk a little bit about your story. You opened your winery 7 years ago. Since then, you've grown to 5 acres of land into a full-fledged winery, and you produce about 2,000 cases of wine a year. You're the only Black woman winemaker in the state of Washington. Why are you the only? And what are some of the challenges that you faced?
Gosh, you know, so I'm the only Black female wine who owns a winery in the state of Washington. And, you know, I ask myself that question a lot just because just like Jackie, I knew that I hadn't seen many Black women making wine or owning wine brands. But in a lot of ways, I think that it was just like a boys club. And there were barriers because, you know, it may have been a little more challenging, you know, to really get started if you didn't have someone that really knew you and was, you know, really open to creating that relationship. I am thrilled to see that there are more Black women and Black men who are seeing that there are opportunities to join, you know, Jackie and me in this industry.
Yeah, you mentioned that it's a boys club. Jackie, you've written that you watch over and over again who gets funded, who gets bank loans. And this is one of the biggest barriers of entry for people of color. Can you say more?
Well, first, I want to give props to our girl for having to take the double hit of racism and misogyny, because the only thing harder than being a Black person in this country is being a Black woman. And I have to acknowledge so much credit for you to overcoming whatever you've had to go through to get to this part.
Well, but thank you, Jack.
To answer the question, the entry to market is designed to be almost impenetrable. And unless you have extraordinary resources or extraordinary willpower, you don't ever see people like us doing these things.
You were able to break through and you have this successful brand, but are you fearful of this idea of exceptionalism? I mean, both of you are really the onlys, and you'd like to see a pathway for more representation. Shay, what solutions would you like to see implemented to bring more people of color into these industries?
You know, I think an easy way is for the brands that are already seeing that they have a Black audience to start using those faces in their marketing and advertising. And I say that because just yesterday, I had someone in my tasting room and I'm welcoming them and I'm talking about the wines. And one of the folks in that party just says, oh, like, what do you do? Assist the winemaker here?
I can't tell you how many times I've shown up with my brand and people have said, oh, deliveries are in the back. No, I'm not doing deliveries. I own the brand.
And and that has been common. And I feel like sometimes, you know, I can't help but feel like sometimes that is a barrier that for me, when folks see me at a trade event pouring a wine, it's well, maybe she works for that brand, but if she represents that brand, I don't know if I want to bring that brand in. But I think with companies now, specifically in wine, what I'm seeing is brands, at least in my area, starting to take a hard look at the way that they've been doing business.
Jackie, what do you think about what Shay is saying, though, about marketing? Because you actually say that alcohol culture in general owes everything to Black people. What do you mean by that? And how might that inform possibly getting more people into this industry?
Well, first, I want to touch on the point about exceptionalism. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Yes, yes.
So my dad was a pianist for Louis Armstrong in the 1940s. Over the course of 40 years, he played with Armstrong, Ellington, Billy. He played with all the jazz greats, but he would not think of what he did as exceptional. He was trying to eat and feed a family. So I think that there are lots and lots of people like Shay, like myself, who are doing the thing that we do because there's no other standard but exceptional. But part of the problem is, again, the systemic barriers to entry. The alcohol industry in this country owes everything to Black people. A slave taught Jack Daniels how to make whiskey. So much is owed to us, and we own so little of it. And I want to see more of us own things.
Has anything changed, though, since you all got into the industry? I'm thinking about you, Jackie. You know, it was big headlines when you got your license to make Sorrel. Have you seen more people of color enter the industry? Have you been able to do all of the things that you're talking about?
So I got to tell you, it was actually really little headlines. It only became big headlines about 2 months ago. We only recently got this international Black Lives Matter movement, and suddenly everyone agrees that, yes, racism is real, and now it's a story.
So I guess I would ask, do you think this moment then of what many people are calling racial reckoning is a moment to actually correct the wrongs that have been happening for so long and maybe open up some of those doors in the way of finances, in the way of mentorship? Are you hopeful for that, Shay?
I'm hopeful, but I'm also looking at this as, you know, there's some fire right now, and I'd love to see the fire that's burning now continue. But then I do turn that back on me in, you know, what is it that that I should be doing? How do I still show my face? How do I still do my best to open doors for the next Black woman who wants to get into this industry? How can I help be a voice for her? I want to ask myself those same questions and make sure that I'm being held accountable too.
I mean, you've really answered this, Jackie, but I want to be more pointed. Why is representation important in these industries?
So there's a joke I tell when I give my seminar. I ask my audience who has seen a lion in person, who's seen a tiger, who's seen a bear. And then I ask, who's seen a Black liquor brand owner in person? And the room goes dead silent. It is more likely that people have been in the physical presence of lions and tigers and bears than in the presence of a Black liquor brand owner. So part of it is just acclimating people to the idea, I am more than the laborer. I am more than the factory worker. I am the idea. I am the concept. And at the end of the day, I'm the person that says yes or no. So if you don't know how to deal with me, you have to adjust. Shay's absolutely right. We are at the moment, in time where there is ebb, where there's flow. And the flow is in our favor. And I want for people who look back in 50 years on the uprising of 2020 to know back then we made changes that they can stand on to.
That's Jackie Summers. He's the creator of Sorrel Liquor, and Shay Frechette. She is a Black winemaker and part owner of Frechette Winery in Washington State's Red Mountain. Thank you both for this conversation.
Thank you so much.
That was powerful. Yeah. Thank you so much, Tanya and Jackie. Wow. What a treat to have spent some time with you here.
I can't wait to come out to Washington and taste your wines once travel is a thing again.
Can't wait to have you.